And then how'd you guys meet?
Salam.
Oh, y'all are both Muslim. That's fire. Why are you laughing? That's okay. Be a little haram about it. Don't worry about it. You guys are married, right? Oh, haram indeed. Do your parents know about him? I assume they're devout Muslims, right? If you met on Salams, I don't imagine they were like, marry who you love. No, you guys just worship mall kiosks or whatever. Are you Persian as well?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
Construction.
I ain't trusting no house of Persian girls, bro. You out of your fucking mind, dude. There's Mexicans in California to build things. I'm gonna have a Persian do it. I'm gonna trust a fucking Iranian. Build a fucking functioning government first. Build democracy before you come build my house, bro.
Dadash, Azizam, don't be offended. It's just jokes, just comedy, lighten up. And free Palestine.
What do you do, dude? The more I look at you, the more adorable you get. Can I be honest with you? Were you looking to marry an Indian when y'all got married? Was that important to you? What did you want? You wanted a white woman, didn't you? Yeah. Are y'all from the same place in India? Where y'all from? Are you Hindu or Christian? Oh, that's tricky. What do you do for a living? Just nursing or that's it?
He's actually so nice.
What a disappointing dookie.
Nothing.
How long was I in there? I actually felt mad long. Am I high or that felt wild long?
I mean, we had a full conversation that just ended. I don't know.
I heard big laughs. I felt FOMO. You got great hair, dude.
Oh my god.
Don't do that. You're not that cute that you gotta do the. Oh, this again. Oh, I can't believe I paid for VIP and sat up front and the guy who does crowd work is talking to me. You saw that, right? You wanted this. I love that you don't give a fuck about his general well-being. That's a real friend. Let me see your fucking pictures, dude. There's no dicks on there, is there? Judging by the haircut, they might not be yours. It's a selfie! Yeah, let me see. It's a selfie. Look at that. Look at that. He's holding a drink. Oh my god, dude. You're great. You're awesome. All the compliments he thinks he gets, they're for you. How are you guys? This is a really uncomfortable seat, man. I'm sorry about that. Twisting your thick ass neck around like that, trying to look at me. That shit is a problem, dude. I mean, this is a big motherfucker that... That's uncomfortable, dude. Even your laugh is manlier than anything I've ever done in my life. His laugh is... You see, that shit is crazy. Who is this? Fraternal twin?
Identical.
But you made it a point to look different. You shaved your head. Because you got a good hairline, which means you've made this choice. Oh, you're upset about this.
I got the worst hairline, and he's got better hair. He shaves it.
What's the choice to shave? Why?
Cheap.
It's not expensive to have hair. Yeah. That's good. This guy's good, dude. Well, what do you do for a living, man?
TSA.
What does he do at TSA?
He's a professional broker.
You know they have them U.S. Marshals? You could do that.
They don't fit in the seat.
You don't fit in the seat either. That didn't stop you. Hey, what's up, late guys? How are we? Where are you coming from, yo? Yo, you the most intimidating motherfucker I remember to list in my life. My man said, Fend with Bernardino. I'm like, sure.
That means I fit in every circle, bro.
You fit in every circle? I can tell he wants to kill me. But his list won't let him. I had to give you a little shit for being late, you know what I mean? And then this is your girl.
That's my coworker.
Where do you guys work? What do they do? Because I'm supposed to like be like, but I see a lot of veterans, they're not that happy about what the fuck you do, so. Thank you for your service. Dude, it's the best laugh. It brings joy.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Do you want to be?
Yeah.
Male, female, what are we looking for? You gotta ask that in Cali.
Goal-oriented, family-oriented,
all right, anybody athletic? Black, probably. Are you? What are you? You know, it's crazy. Your mom is from a rougher area than your dad. Ain't that crazy? Anytime your dad complains about Compton, your mom is like, shut the fuck up, dog. You don't hear the pussy. You don't hear you complaining. What are you majoring in, or what did you major in? This is all adding up right here. Because black and Indian is basically Latino, so, you know.
He was very much that person who was like, oh, right person, wrong time.
You're giving me a lot of information I don't care about. That was too much. You felt the whole room lose interest, right? The whole room was like, this bitch still talking? What's going on? That's unbelievable. This kid. Punjabi? Yeah, I could tell. It wasn't even the gutter, it was this stupid Supreme shirt you had on, and I was like, this kid, this is your wife. You let him leave the house like this. That's an interesting choice. What does he do for a living that he dresses like this? You're an assistant GM for? I'm gonna be honest, I wouldn't think the GM needs an assistant at Raising Cane's. Oh, trust me. This guy's talking like he's a surgeon. Isn't it crazy? He's got like surgeon energy. That's what I was trying to figure out what it was that bothered me. It's the cockiness of, you don't know, crazy day at the office today. Somebody ordered a 6-piece, we only offer 4 and 8. I didn't know how to. All right, we gonna exchange numbers or what? What's going on? You want me to hand you your phone? We'll do that bump thing. Yo, she's putting a number in. This is awesome. Look what I did. All right, text her. Let's lock this up. Has he texted you yet? Oh, put phones away. You're respectful, dude. I love this kid. I really, and can I be honest? Don't they look cute as a couple? Yeah, you guys look like a cute little couple. I root for you. Bring them up. What you want me to do? All right, well, you have to get on stage if you don't want to. If you want to get on stage, we can. You guys, you want to get on stage? Come. Here, I got you. Come. Okay. Hey, this guy dressed up for you. I mean, he looks like he's going to an airport, but he still, it matches, you know what I mean? Okay, what's your name?
CJ.
What's your name?
Charlton.
You're Charlton Jr. Okay. Anything Indian about your name at all? No. Okay, all right. So this guy's black. So, what's your name?
Brianna.
Brianna. Don't they look like a cute couple? It's like a very cute match. Okay, did I ask you what you do for a living? I did, right? What is it?
Public accountant.
What is a public accountant?
Like an auditor.
Oh, boo this motherfucker, yo. This is a snitch. This guy's a snitch, dude. This guy's a snitch. Not for the government, for whom? Who you audit?
Ernst & Young.
All right, horny ass lady, settle down. But that does mean he makes money. So he's career oriented, he's family oriented. A lot of family, probably, if he's half Indian. His mom's side of the family, you have no clue how fucking big it is. Well, you're Mexican, you get it. So, family-oriented, goal-oriented, career-oriented. So this guy seems like he checks all the boxes. She's pretty, that's your only box, I assume, but what's a first date idea? I know it's a tough question. I'll give you a couple seconds to think, just don't say dinner and a movie or anything corny like that. Can I see the best first date you've been on while he thinks?
The last person, they took me to the sunset at the beach and had a picnic.
That's not impressive. The beach is 15 minutes away. Stop acting like that's a big deal. That's the backyard here in LA. That's a big deal in New York. It's not a big deal in Anaheim. Okay, first date, what are you thinking?
I was thinking like a niche cafe or something small. Not for both parties, if it's not going well.
Whoa, don't get louder. It's getting worse. Don't explain, dude. If you're explaining, you're losing. See why we did this? Otherwise, your first date would have been at some fucking coffee shop that nobody cares about. And you're like, make a good frappuccino. And you're like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I want lobster. So, we'll think of something a little better.
Hey!
Huh? How did I not think of that, yo? That was so right there. I forgot all about this fucking broke boy. Oh, you have a good one. Okay, what is it?
This is for any Indians and from California. Go to Artesia.
Oh, that's good. That's fire.
My dad who owns, or his friends own a bunch of the restaurants there. You know, a little.
Oh, that's sick. You were hooked up for life. Okay.
All right, guys. Give it up for CJ and Brianna, right? Woo! Give it up for them. Thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all coming. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I look forward to this. What's up? Oh, y'all can get off stage this way so they don't get sued. Look at this guy, huh? You ever seen thermal top and bottoms with a hoodie? I never seen that before. This kid's killing it.